Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
The celebrity dish, baby. We got a whole lot to talk about, and helping us out is our ride or dies, Heidi and Frank. What up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, y'all. Later, Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey dish with us about their new movie. Plus, did Jay-Z apologize to Future? But first, Frankie Beverly, what you got?
Well, Hollywood has definitely changed in 25 years, and the annual Hollywood issue of Vanity Fair proves that in a big way, because it has the most diverse group of actors and actresses on the cover ever. Of the 11, 6 are of color.
Ooh,
all right.
Whoa.
All right.
I don't know why I said that like someone's racist aunt, but yes, 6
like you're alerting the others.
Yes.
I almost heard it as you said, and there's some colors.
Now, this is a very big deal because to get on the cover is pretty much Hollywood welcoming you to the A-list.
A-list.
You have made it. So congratulations to Chadwick Boseman, Henry Golding, Yalitza Aparicio, Tessa Thompson, Regina King, and John David Washington.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's really smart marketing because it's actually relabeling Vanity Fair.
That's right.
Now it's new and fresh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But now we can ask ourselves the question of this group, because they're all young and fresh, who is going to stand the test of time? Who do you think of this group is going to be that old gray-haired on the Vanity Fair of the future?
Regina King.
Oh, Regina King.
Well,
for
Regina
sure.
King.
No,
I mean,
Regina King. Yes.
I don't even consider her part of being a newbie. She's a vet.
She's been around
has made it. But as far as the others, I would say Tessa Thompson has the Hollywood glam.
But you can't knock the hustle of Chadwick Boseman. I mean, this dude has done everything. He's played James Brown. He's played Thurgood Marshall. Mm. He's played a Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna be around for a long time.
No, probably Henry Golding. I think he is, because he's been doing real good in that Asian movie. What's the name of it?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, that's cute.
In that Asian movie.
Well, y'all, rapper Future has been on a promo tour for his new album, Wizard, and he's answering any and all questions about his music. All his kids and baby mamas and baby's mamas' mamas and outstanding beefs.
Oh.
Now, you might have remembered when Jay-Z's album 444 was out, Jay dropped the epic line about Future on the song Kill Jay-Z, where Jay said, "In the future, other playing football with your son." Everyone took that as a shot at Future.
Well, yeah.
About Future's ex, Ciara, getting together with her now husband, Russell Wilson.
Oh.
And Russell playing daddy to Future's son.
Yeah, that was an obvious shot.
Okay, well, Future talked in a recent interview about whether he's ever stepped to Jay about that line. Take a look.
You hear a line like Jay-Z say, you know, playing football in the future.
Yeah, but then when Jay-Z, when I talked to him, I didn't really say that. I don't want man. We didn't. I didn't mean it like that. Like, and I was just like, you're supposed to be bigging up me. Anything. Right. We come from the trenches
together.
I come from the streets. You come from the streets. You're supposed to be bigging me up.
Right.
You're supposed to be giving that no negative attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. For a hot line, that something gonna always be out. Like, my fault. All that bad, bad. But it's out now. So it's just like, it ain't no my fault or whatever. Whatever it is, it is what it is.
So do y'all think Jigga Man, Hove, really apologized?
No.
I feel like in a way, I feel like, yeah, if you, any kind of backpedaling is not necessarily an official apology, mm-hmm. but you're definitely trying to say, I didn't say that and I didn't mean it like that.
But that
also means he was the bigger person, because he could have been like, yeah, said that I would.
Right.
And then it would have just escalated. And I think him being a bigger person and being the mogul and businessman he is, he made the right decision.
And
I mean, if your future, though, isn't it kind of cool that you're on Jay-Z's radar?
Well, they work together. Aren't they friends?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like you rib your friends all the time. And ripping on your ex is now dating a football player, that's kind of hilarious. And I'm going to rip on you for it.
Right, right. But you can do that if you're friends, where you get into trouble if they're not really close
right.
friends.
Some people don't think that's funny if it's what they're going through.
Oh. That's right.
And if my friend is a legend like Jay-Z is, don't be saying stuff about me because it's going to be out there forever.
Right.
You're a damn legend.
You got to say friend like very loosely. Like sometimes people don't even be in a studio at the same time working on these songs.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is true. All the time now.
Yep. He's got 99 problems and Future's one.
All right, so you guys all know the rock band Weezer, right? They hit it big in the 90s with songs like Buddy Holly, Say It Ain't So, Hash Pipe. Well, they recently had a big hit with their version of the 80s song Africa, and that got the people talking. And they just dropped an album called The Teal Album, which is all remakes of old songs that people used to bop out to back in the day. Like Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Sweet Dreams and Made It Easy, and even Billie Jean.
Okay.
But the joint that got the internet talking, though, is their remake of one song in particular. And a lot of people were surprised that they like even tried to do this one.
Uh-huh.
It's this one, No Scrubs by TLC. Take a listen. Oh.
No, I don't want your number, no. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
I think it's a miss. Like Weezer.
Really?
You think it's a miss?
No, I think it's a miss.
It sounds better than the original.
I wouldn't say that now.
But I think of all TLC covers that people have done, I think that Gary and I will agree that Bette Midler's Waterfalls.
Yeah. Most definitely. I love waterfalls. Especially from Beth.
Listen up, girls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the lakes and rivers that you guys
do. I mean, but it's kind of cool that they're at this point in their career where they're getting people remaking their songs because they had a lot of iconic music really defined the 90s.
Yes.
I mean, that's a fun cover. Like, when you see somebody, if somebody got up at a karaoke bar and chose Waterfall or chose TLC Scrubs and it was four guys singing, it'd be awesome.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Right. And they didn't even change the part where it says a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Exactly. You better not change it in karaoke.
She might have wanted to, they may have should have said girl.
Girl, but they kept it guy.
Yeah. Say guy.
Are girls ever called scrubs?
Heck yeah, some scrubby girls out there.
They out there, honey. They out there.
Indeed.
Hanging out their best friend's ride? Come on.
Let me.
Felicia from Friday was a star.
All right, everybody knows that RuPaul's Drag Race is a hit TV series. Maybe you don't watch it, but it is a hit show. And RuPaul has even won 2 Emmys for Best Reality Host. And now you can learn everything you've ever wanted to know about RuPaul's Drag Race and drag queens in college.
Okay. Really? Oh, that's fabulous.
You can learn all about the show in a college class at a new school in Manhattan. The course is called RuPaul's Drag Race and Its Impact. Students will have tests such as runway creative projects. The professor says the class will focus on race, ethnicity, aesthetics, and body image as seen on the TV show.
Okay, they need to change the names of these courses because if we're talking about RuPaul, it's got to be a course about beat your face. It's got to be a one about slaying. Like, it's got to be more about what the show is about.
You're going to get all that in the aesthetics.
Yeah, and also how to read, because they do a lot of that on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, let's be real now. And, get on into it.
And tucking 101. You can't tuck.
Yes.
You out.
Is this true?
So the question is, and Heidi, they say, do you think, if anybody learned anything from drag queens, the Real Housewives of Atlanta learn everything, honey. That's all they do is talk drag.
Well, I don't know
talk.
If it's that way or the other way around, because when I see, like, when you watch a drag queen, I'm never like, oh, that's how real girls are. It's always like, oh, darling, oh, honey, over the top. Like, it's like a villain from a 1980s TV show. Like,
that's nobody I know.
Honey, the quotes originated from the Queens,
From the Queens,
though.
Baby, honey.
Honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All that slaying and over that beat face.
I get all mine from Gary, honey. Gary's the last queen with all the quotes, honey.
Make no
you know
error.
What? Make no error, niece.
Just because of that, I'm going to call somebody niece at reunion.
That's
just for you.
That's right.
I say, make no error, niece.
Oh, my little shout out. A little tip of the hat.
Just for you.
Yeah. All right, up next, honey, Kate Hudson is raising eyebrows with how she's raising her child. Come right back. Dish Nation.
Want a New Year's resolution you could actually keep? Stop going to the post office to send letters and packages when you don't have to. Save time and money this year by using Stamps.com instead. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. It's the faster and more convenient way to get postage. Plus, it's so easy to use. You can simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. And the mail carrier picks it up. Why lug mail to the post office if you don't have to? We use Stamps.com here at Dish, and I love it. I'm able to handle all my post office needs and use all that extra time for many of the other things I need to do. And it also saves me money with Stamps.com. I get discounted postage rates that I can't get at the post office. And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with all of its benefits and a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. So start the new year off right. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dish. At Stamps.com, it's a Dish.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Thanks.
All right, y'all. So actress Kate Hudson recently opened up in an interview with AOL about raising her daughter, Ronnie Rose. The actress stated that she has embraced a genderless approach to parenting her 3-month-old daughter and her 2 sons. Kate said, "I think you just raise your kids individually, regardless, like a genderless approach. We still don't know what she's going to identify as. I will say that. Right now, she is incredibly feminine in her energy and her sounds and her way." So do you guys agree with
how
this?
How old is she?
3 months.
Everybody's genderless at 3 months old. You're just you're a blob laying there. By the way, her name is Ronnie. Ronnie?
No one's genderless at 3 months old. They have gender reveal parties, and they're still in the stomach.
She's a girl. Why do you mean by genderless? She has a vagina. It's a baby girl.
People are letting people, figure out what they want to be when they get a certain age. The baby's 3 months. You're not even, really sitting up yet.
Well, she looks pretty feminine in this picture. So to be genderless, wouldn't your baby be in a white, a little white onesie with nothing on it?
Because that's definitely a girl's outfit.
That's so cute.
And
I'm pretty sure Kate picked that outfit out. So.
Girl, she should have had on a fire truck outfit or something like that.
Right.
Or something more neutral.
Maybe she is genderless. Maybe this is more of the cross-dressing kind of thing.
She's dressed like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that does like one of his outfits.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't see this
Prince.
Genderless.
No, that'll give me kind of Prince, this outfit.
Yeah, that is genderless.
I mean, she's saying I'm not going to give her any baby dolls, or I'm going to give her a baby doll and a boy's toy. I'm going to give her both and let her decide. I mean, I don't understand how you're living genderless. I don't understand what that
parenting
means.
Parenting is so hard already. Just raise your child how you would normally raise a child.
I was genderless. I mean, because my parents didn't let me play football or baseball, none of that stuff.
You didn't want to.
They was protecting you.
No, they let me play kickball. We played kickball and volleyball.
No, you were in dodgeball. You were in the middle.
Well, yeah, they was hitting
me. They were all throwing the ball at you.
They sure did. Hell, hitting me with the dodgeball. I didn't like that one.
All right, you guys know I love dogs. Brett, I know you love dogs too. And I just had to share this story because it's absolutely adorable. Nat Geo Wild created a popped up version of all of the movie posters that are Oscar nominated. So all the movies that are Oscar nominated, they've taken those movie posters and made a puppy version. And it's hilarious.
I cannot wait to see this.
Okay, so the network did it really to congratulate all the films and remind people that Nat Geo Wild's Barkfest programming is going to go going to be back this year after the award season. So first up, we have the doggy rendition of the Black Panther movie posters.
Wow. What's that dog that looks like your dog, Brad?
That's a poodle.
She's slaying. She's slaying.
Yes, the hair is fly, honey. Mm-hmm.
Look at the Doberman.
They could have got an iller dog for Killmonger, but, we'll allow it.
All right, and then this one's really cute, too, from the movie Roma.
They just look piled up. I don't like this one.
I think there's more dogs than there were people in the poster.
But that was Roma. Roma's just kind of all piled up there.
I want to lay underneath them. They're
okay,
so cute.
So sorry.
I go with pugs.
All right, next up is the favorite. And I know you don't know her, but one of those dogs looks like my Aunt Patty.
I thought in that photo they'd have the dogs sniffing each other's butts. Have you seen Favorite? That's funny.
This one is really funny from Vice.
Oh. Oh, yeah, nailed it.
See, we like foo-foo, cute.
I know,
little.
Yeah, and last but not least, the puffed up version from A Star Is Born.
Oh, wow.
Now that's really good.
Look at
his, like, the way his head is down and the way she's like looking at him.
That he just got makes boobs me wish and everything. Dogs to play guitar, because that would be awesome.
Yeah, that dog works out.
That's cute. Yeah.
Oh. That dog is kind of hot. Not gonna lie.
That dog's sexy.
Looking like a snack.
Well, speaking of movies, all right, coming up, Andrew Freund's gonna be joining us in the studio. He has an interview with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. So stick around. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Our friend Andrew Freund is here. We love when he stops by. He graces us with his presence. And it feels pretty cool to be around him because Andrew recently sat down to talk with some Oscar winners. Oh, no big deal. Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. They're talking about their new movie, Serenity.
And let me just tell you, it's a very mysterious movie because there's a big twist. I won't say the twist, but it goes one way where you think it's going to go another way. Basically, Matthew McConaughey plays a fisherman on an island, right? And whenever there's an island, we never know what's going to go on the island, right?
I think you mean all right.
And Anne Hathaway plays his ex-wife. She wants him to kill her abusive current husband. They used to be married.
Ooh.
And then let's just say chaos and hijinks ensue. And I sat down with them and let's take a look.
I will give you $10 million to drop my husband in the ocean for the sharks.
There's right and wrong, heaven and hell.
So in the film, you ask Matthew to do a favor for you, a kind of big favor.
Yes.
What kind of favor would you ask him to do in real life?
Actually, I was having a hard time on a film and you know, I just thought, this isn't me. I love what I do and I'm so grateful, but it was one of those days I just knew it was gonna hurt and I was having a hard time. So I asked him to pray for me. I got an email back from him at 10:55, sure, no problem, by 11. I can't explain it, the entire day had turned around.
What was it like working together again, being back together again?
I think you just saw it. So there wasn't a lot of chit chat on this one. The work was amazing. The work was really fun and muscular, and that was great. But weekends were fun.
Weekends were fun.
We found each other on the weekends.
Yep.
Can you teach me how to catch a fish? Are you good fishermen? I can't fish.
Matthew's a really good fisherman.
Yeah?
I'm a very lucky fisherman. I don't know what being a good fisherman is, but yes, I can teach you how to catch 214-pound bluefin tunas.
It was 208 this morning.
It was 206 yesterday.
It's been a pleasure.
Me too.
It's funny, huh?
The devil wears a coconut bra. Oh my God.
Actually, I had a question for you guys because they're on this island. So I want to know from you guys, what two things would you need to take on an island? If you were going to be there for, you don't know when, God knows how long.
Me and Heidi, I'd take a gun and a boat.
Heidi just needs a trough of Chardonnay and some Yorkies, and then she's sold.
Exactly.
Yes, a trough.
That way we could eat. I'm kidding.
Oh,
we're on
God.
An island.
Well, learn to spearfish. My God.
Thank you so much for coming in, Andrew. Now, Serenity is in theaters right now, so go out and see that. And when we come back, what Oscar-nominated actress won't let age determine how sexy she is? We'll have that when we come back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it seems that Glenn Close is very excited about the sex scene that she got to have with Jonathan Pryce. He's also 71 years old.
Oh, now,
whoa.
Wow.
They did this sex scene in the movie The Wife. This is the movie that she got her 7th Oscar nomination for. She told reporters, quote, "It's one of the great myths that you lose your sexuality as you get older." She also added, quote, "I feel as free and as creative, as sexual and as eager as I ever have." And it's ironic because I'm thinking, how much time do I have left now?
And at 71, she could still have sex as long as there's Viagra.
Do you think when you're 71 years old, you still will be sexually active? Or have you noticed your own libido slowing down some?
I hope
no.
I will be.
I do not. not want to be sexually active.
My grandmother was before she passed away.
She was in her 70s.
She was?
Really? Yes.
Okay, that's what killed her.
She would work him on up and get him ready for her to climb on top. Yes, she would.
I'm going to be tired.
No, baby, we're going to fight for our right to party till the wheels fall off, okay?
Right. Yeah, Brad's right. Here's how I know that you're full of it, Portia, because you posted a picture recently of Mama Diane, your mother, who is absolutely stunning. I know she's not 71, but you cannot possibly tell me Mama Diane's like, nah, I'm not interested, because that's the damn shame.
That's true, because she's 61, and she's looking very spicy and tender. Uh-huh.
Is your mom having more sex than you right now?
I'm not answering that question.
Oh, no.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.